Almost 11 years now.
Wow. Everybody hit the like button. Oh, I was on mute, so that's awkward. This stream all the way fucked up, but fuck it. That's what I'm waiting on, y'all, for y'all to hit the like button. If anybody was wondering. Once I get the likes up to 9, we're gonna get back started. I should have known something was up. I'm like, why these motherfuckers ain't hitting the like button? I keep saying it. I don't know what's so hard about hitting it. Everybody take your fat ass finger and hit the like button so I can get back started. Yeah, the sooner you hit the like button, the sooner we start the show back. You dig? Everybody hit the like button. Yeah. Alright, I'll even lower the standards. I'm not starting the show until I get 5 likes. There's 10 people watching, I only got 3 likes. Don't be that fucking guy, you know? Oh, real funny. Somebody hit the unlike button, you son of a bitch. I need 3 more likes before I get started. Alright, fuck it. I guess you motherfuckers refuse to hit the like button. So, I guess I'll just get started.
A lot of people don't even realize we still deploy. We still go overseas. So, but right now I'm stationed in Georgia.
Okay. Alright, well, mm-hmm. Thanks so much, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you for the support. Of course.
Yes. Okay. What else? What else should we know about you? You want to tell us your age?
Yeah, I'm 29 years old. I'm a Capricorn.
Hey,
I believe it. But Capricorn, you a
Capricorn
too? Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah. Okay. What else y'all want to know?
I don't know. What do you like to do on your spare time? Do you have kids?
I have a 6-year-old. Yeah, I have a 6-year-old daughter.
You didn't think we would want to know that? What else y'all want to know? Yeah, that you got a 6-year-old. That might be something to mention.
Like I said, I'm a personal trainer, so that's something I like doing. I like working out.
When do you have time to hang out with your 6-year-old? You in the military, you a personal trainer, you work for the government. What are the chances that this woman is actually a good mom? I'm going to say slim to none.
I like going outside, hiking, all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I just like trying new things.
Okay, good. What else I wanted to ask? I think that might be enough. How tall are you?
5'10".
Okay, so
we already know. The dude got to be 6'4".
You're pretty tall. Okay.
Yes, I'm a model.
Yes. So tell me, you are single?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I hear people in the military, there is such a stigma on people in the military. So I want you to tell us about that.
So you guys tell me what you heard first, and then I can kind of like confirm or deny. Like what y'all saying out there on the streets?
Okay. That chicks who are in the military are big whores, and they get ran through by the whole whatever platoon or whatever the hell you call it. That's what we hear.
I mean, on the street, what I've heard is that women in the military usually, I don't know, that they enter the military just to be around men because it's a lot of the, you haven't heard that one?
No, I thought you were more so saying how like, it's a lot of stigmas that come along with being in the military, especially like the contract marriages and all that. Like, it's a lot that goes on, but I've never heard about the women joining, like, no, definitely not.
Okay. Do you think that you can be submissive because of your job?
Yeah. Like, honestly, being in a guard, it makes, so I don't do it every day. So, like, I do my part-time guard service.
Hold on. So, what is this dude named? Jerice? I don't know what his name is. But he says military women have options. Look, all women have options. Having options as a woman is not a flex. I need everybody to hit the like button and let's get them donations in so we can have a 2-hour stream. $15 is the goal to get a 2-hour stream. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, links in the chat. But yeah, as a woman, having options isn't a flex. You know, getting with a man and making it work with one man is the flex for years. Starting a family, building a life with a man is the flex. Options are bare minimum. That, like, all women are going to have options.
and then I work as a civilian. Mm-hmm. So already I have to be able to like put the hat on, take it off, put it on, take it off. So like I have to have a balance anyways. So I still try to, you know, make sure that when I'm not in uniform, I'm not carrying it with me, you know, the masculinity, yeah, having to be a leader and things like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I try to make sure I have a balance because I play a lot of different roles in my life.
Women aren't balanced. It just means she's going to be batshit crazy. It just means she got six different personalities. And yeah, women don't know how to balance all that. Never bank on a woman balancing her masculinity. It's going to come back out with you one way or another. Usually when y'all get in a disagreement.
So I try to make sure I have a good balance.
Okay. Yeah. A super chat that came in was the relationship with her father. And what kind of relationship did you have with him? Why did it not work out? So I think they're talking about the father of your daughter.
What's the relationship? That's my ex-husband. So we actually met in the military. He's active duty Army. We met really young, got married young, but we're divorced now. But we have a healthy co-parenting relationship. We just kind of grew apart.
So negative 20 points for using the phrase "we grew apart." That's not a fucking reason to break your vows. It says through death, wait, till death do us part. Not we grew apart. Bars. I gotta use that one all the time now. Marriage is till death do us part, not till we grew apart.
And like because of any scandals or anything like that, it's just we got together super young.
Okay. And
we did a lot of things fast, you know? Mm-hmm. And we just kind of went in two different directions, and he's active duty military, I'm in the military. We spend a lot of time apart, but like I said, we still co-parent just fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
This chat is insane. The National Guard chick I dated like having sex on her mom's bed while she was at work.
35. Oh, no, baby. What?
This chat is insane. I'm letting you know already. But yeah.
Oh, no, baby. I got my own bed. We don't, like, what? Y'all even, these are things I've never even heard of. Like, oh, no. A different.
Now she acting like she's the special one and she never heard of these concepts before. She heard of them before. She's definitely heard of him before. She need to go back to her husband.
Great.
Okay, good. All right. So since we're going to look for the man of your dreams, we got to know a little more about what you're looking for. So tell me some characteristics that you're looking for in your man.
Okay. So I would say I have more of like a traditional idea of like what I want my husband to be. And a lot of that comes from like my parents were married. And I was raised in the church. So what I look for in a man is a man of God, a man who is a protector, a provider, someone who knows that there are different roles between a man and a woman, you know, because I think, you know, a lot of things have changed in modern times, but I still can appreciate a traditional relationship. So I'm looking for a man that's traditional.
Ma'am, there's nothing traditional about this package. Nothing. Look, matter of fact, let's take a little stroll down memory lane. Another tattoo. Negative 5 points. There's nothing traditional about this picture. That pose showing your ass off. Oh, look, I'm fancy because I'm at Nobu. I'm so tired of basic bitches and their name brands. Big tattoo on the front of your chest or stomach, whatever you want to call it, not traditional. Tits hanging out, not traditional. Caring about going to Nobu, not traditional. Half naked on the internet, not traditional. Just stop it. They just say anything. Words have meanings, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about physical. How tall do you want him to be?
Honestly, my ex-husband, I'm 5'10", just so y'all can know and be honest. My ex-husband is 5'8". So I've never been caught up in height. Like, yes, it's awesome to be able to wear my heels and look up to my man, but like, I married a man that was shorter than me. Mm-hmm. It's more than height for me, so.
I'll give her props. She's 5'10", and she'll date a guy who's 5'8". I'll give her back 10 points.
Good.
Yeah, a lot of people's like, oh, a man has to be this height. That's a preference. I'm not knocking it, but I'm not going to miss out on what's for me just because the man's not taller than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. What's the age range that you want?
I prefer like 30, and that 30 is kind of young. But I would say 30 at the youngest to maybe like 42.
Okay, 30 to 42. Mm-hmm. Can he have kids?
He can, but I would say no more than like 2 kids.
Okay.
All right, we got a few people back in here. Okay, this is what I want y'all to do. You probably ain't going to do it, but I'm going to ask anyway. It's on WeTV. I need y'all to watch episode 2 of a show called Tia Mari, My Next Act. This is the most ridiculous modern woman bullshit I've ever seen on one show. I might have to do a review on it and just throw it up on MGTOW.TV or throw it up on my alternate platforms, BitChute, Rumble. Speaking of those, y'all should follow me on all my alternate platforms. Not all of them. One of your choice. But I might just have to do a review on that episode. Episode 2 of Tia Mari's My Next Act on WeTV. It's so ridiculous, y'all.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, how much money do you want him to make?
Just enough to sustain his lifestyle and to be able to add to mine. Like I said, if you go to my page, you kind of get an understanding of who I am. And, you know, I'm pretty established. I'm used to having certain things. So
yeah, BMWs and going to Nobu. Yeah, that's a certain amount. So don't play modest now, bitch. You know what that amount is.
And I've worked for a lot of things that I do have. So you just have to be able to match that lifestyle. I'm not going to reduce what I'm used to, like, for a relationship. So you got to at least be able to meet me where I am. So it's not a...
Stay single then. Reduce what I do. You got a 6-year-old. You need to be worrying about retirement. It's time to grow up. You ain't 22 no more. You don't need no damn BMW and going to Nobu every other weekend. But they're children.
A certain amount, but definitely you gotta have a similar lifestyle or better.
Okay, we need a number.
You need a number, exactly?
Or a range or something. What's the minimum?
Minimum? Okay. On the East Coast, we can kind of do a little better than the West Coast because our cost of living is lower. So I would say at least like 75 and up.
Okay. Cool.
To start, though, you can't be complacent. Like, you can't be okay with being there until you die.
No, fuck you, bitch. Who are you to tell us that we got to do more than that? No. You know why we got to do more? Because you're trying to go to Nobu. You know? And you're trying to upgrade this. Hold on. You're trying to upgrade this every couple years. These women are so trash, these modern women. Nobody cares about how much money you got. She probably broke. She got the BMW. And she go to Nobu all the time. But other than that, she broke. Women are horrible with money.
Mm-hmm. 75 and up.
Okay, cool. Do you think you have time to date? Or, you know, because you have a lot of jobs and a daughter, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have my 9-to-5. So I have a 9-to-5. I have my child.
She masculine. You could just, even her voice. I got my 9-to-5. You know, yeah, I got my daughter. You did. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? Yeah, like, no. Negative 10 points.
But I do have a village. I do have a support system. I have some family where I am. So It allows me to make time and date, for sure.
Okay. Awesome.
The family had a kid most of the time. She probably see the kid once a week.
Anything else you can think of that you would want in your man?
Ooh. I feel like I covered it as far as...
I'm going to get off here. No donations coming in. We didn't get the $15 goal to do a 2-hour stream, so I might do a few more minutes and then get off, unless we get that $15 donation to stay on for 2 hours.
Like I said, you have to be, you know, a Christian. You have to be a provider, a protector. You have to have more of a traditional mindset, because that's the only thing that works for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that covers a lot of bases for me.
Okay. All right. Yes. So the guest seems pretty happy with your answers.
Yeah.
So guys, you need to pull up then.
Pull up.
Yes. All right. So we're going to start the show. Just so you know, I'm going to bring a man at a time. You can talk to him. You can ask him questions. But when you feel like, you know, you're not really feeling him like that, you just say pineapple and we move on to the next guy.
Right.
Okay. Right. Also, the chat can help you out. They can send a $20 super chat and that will pineapple the guy for you. But if you did like him, because sometimes the chat is just hating, if you did like him, he can come back and talk to you. Okay.
Okay.
But when you say pineapple, they can come back.
It's done. All right, cool.
All right, and before we start, somebody has a question. What certainty that a man would have that you will not grow apart in a relationship?
Exactly. This is what women don't get. Like, that grow apart, they're not self-aware, but that grow apart is the last thing a man want to hear. If you were married, a man want to hear some crazy shit. A man would rather hear some crazy shit than hear, oh, I just, you know, we just grew apart. He would rather hear, you know, he set you ablaze. Then you just grew apart. Men want to hear a justified reason if you're a divorcee, especially if you got a kid with somebody. They want to hear something incredible, incredibly bad. Because if a marriage and a kid didn't keep you with a man, what's going to make him think you're going to stay with him?
Also, did your ex-husband have this characteristic you are desiring?
I can't say that with certainty, just because I feel like that's the idea that you want to have. Of course, mm-hmm. I went into the marriage never even believing in divorce. Mm-hmm. But you find yourself in a position where you have to just do what's best for you, especially when you have children.
No, you don't do what's best for you when you have children. You do what's best for the child. Negative 20 points for that statement alone. I don't even make wow.
And what was the second part? He definitely was a provider. There were some things he could have worked on.
Everybody.
Same for me.
Has things they could work on. I could probably name 20 things you need to work on. The nerve.
But definitely the provider part was a huge thing. I was a stay-at-home wife at one point. So
okay. Yeah. Nice.
And how did you repay him? For working hard and making you a stay-at-home wife, retiring you in your 20s to be a stay-at-home wife and just look after your kid. It's never enough for them.
All right. Well, for your information, if you have your stuff together and do not come on the live playing, this woman plays no game.
Okay.
They're sending out warnings for you.
Please, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. Background plus criminal checks plus resume on guest. Okay? Yeah. All right, so we're going to start the show. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes. All right, and anyone, if you want to come and join and talk to Chaz, it's Chaz, right?
Chaz, yeah.
Chaz, okay. You can hit the link in the description of this video or you...
Damn, somebody paid $49.99 to ask her, why would a man be lucky to be dating you?
Just send me an email at manymonaco1@gmail.com and I will send you the exact same link. So help yourself. All right, let's go. We have, I'm going to go in order. We have Josh. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Josh. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's pronounced Jazz.
It's Shaz. You see it on the screen? Yeah, so it's Shaz the model, but yes, if you just want to call me Shaz, that's fine.
How you doing, Shaz?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good. Went out. It was a beautiful day.
Is that like a fake fro? Is that a wig, y'all? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
Today, I don't know where you are. I'm in North Carolina. But
I'm in Georgia.
Usually, yeah, whether it's military state, you know, weather's usually all over the place, but today it was beautiful. I went out and voted. You know, it was a pretty decent day for me. How was your day?
My day was well. I don't know if you caught it earlier, but a typical day, work, gym. I got a question for you though. How old are you?
This is gonna be the thing. I'm 27.
Pineapples.
Oh.
What if he's mature?
I wasn't really attracted. I was giving him a chance to speak though, but yeah, nah. It wasn't given, and then you're already kind of pushing it on the young side. Like, next.
Okay. All right. We got Chris. Hi, Chris. Your mic is off.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Shaz, first and foremost, I just want to say that you are gorgeous. So my favorite.
Yeah, don't start off with that, fellas. Said it before and I'll say it again. A woman got to earn your compliments. She hear that all day, every day, bro. She got an inbox full of you gorgeous, you beautiful.
Color is yellow. I don't know about yours, but I know I don't know where you are. I got you these yellow roses. You feel me? I hope, you know what I'm saying, I can get.
How did you get her some? You went to the store to buy internet, but you never met roses? I'm going to end it on that note, y'all. I gotta end it on that note. I don't even got nothing else to say. I'm ending it.